wonderful. Men, you're about to take your place. Come on. You're about to take your place and positions as men. Lead where God is calling you to lead. And God is going to raise out of this place strong men. Strong. When I say strong, I'm not talking about you going to the gym. Yes, bodily exercise profits by the little, but I'm talking about you being strong in the spirit, being strong in the mind, taking your place. Amen. Being the man that God has called you to be. And I decree out of Germany and out of Europe, men are rising. Oh, women at least, just say amen for them. I mean, I've heard a lot of things and God has prophesied a lot of things about, you know, women and things. But I want you to know that men, you are an integral part of God's end time agenda. No, the women are not competing with you. They would take their place, but you would take your places as well. There's an anointing for manhood in this house. There's an anointing for authority in this house. And I want to speak over each and every one of your life. Any lie the enemy ever told you, sold to you, anything the enemy ever did to discourage you, whether it is what you saw in your house, in your community, whether it is about betrayal or whatever it is that wants to turn you into some type of man, I decree and I declare by the authority of God and the Holy Spirit that you are taking back your position. We restore your identity. You will be leaders. You will lead your families. You will lead your future wives, your present wives. You will lead your children. You will lead them. I like the way the women are cheering for you. I love the way the women are standing in for you. You are bound to take your positions. No, you will not become the women and they will not become the men. There is a place for men and there is a place for women. And I decree and I declare over your life, you will not live the lie of your father, the lie of your uncles, the lie of your friends. But I decree and I declare over your life, every spoken word of God concerning your life shall manifest. You will not struggle with your identity. You will not struggle with your place. God said he has brought us here to ignite us to invade. You are going back to your city strong men. Strong in the spirit. Strong in the body. Strong in the soul. Strong in the mind. Your finances will be strong. Your vision will be strong. Your mandate will be strong. Your assignment will be strong. Because of you, your wives will be safe. Your children will be safe. Your families will be safe. Your generations will be safe. Come on, if you believe it, shout a name. Come on, shout like you believe. Scream it like you believe. I came here to call men tonight. I came to call some warriors tonight. I came to call some end time men on end time assignment, possessing an end time power. I declare the mistakes of your past aborted. I speak to the devil, you cannot hold your past against them. Let the blood wash your past. Let the blood wash your mistakes. Let the blood wash your weaknesses. I declare the rising of a new dawn over your life. Oh, you will not struggle no more. Your finances are falling into place. Your business is falling into place. Your vision is falling into place. Your assignment is falling into place. I decree over your life, you would be the leader God has called you to be. Oh, you will be anointed. I said you will be anointed. You will be strong. You will do more than I am doing. You will take cities. You will take nations. You will take continents. You will take everything. God has opened. I decree and I declare over your life power in your body. Receive the palm. Receive the oil. Receive the glory. Come on, receive the mandate. The devil is a liar. I said 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 the devil is a liar. We cancel your past. We cancel your mistakes. We cancel your past. And I decree, let your beginning come forth. Come on, shout an amen. You will be strong in the mind. You will become the example you wanted. Your children will not say, what? Your children will not say, our father did this. No. Today we spoke about Lois and we spoke about Eunice. It's sad that Paul is good, but it's also sad in the same time that Paul refers to, you know, the generational blessings Timothy tapped in by the grandmother and by the mother. And I'm wondering, what was Timothy's father? What was Timothy's grandfather? What legacy did Timothy's father and grandfather leave for Timothy? But I speak over your life, together with your wife. Oh, together with your wife. I said, together with your wife, you will leave a legacy. You will leave a generational wealth. You will leave an assignment. Oh, your children will tap into it. Your great-grandchildren will tap into it. They will call you blessed in the name of Jesus. Shout an amen if you believe. I declare over your life you will be strong. You will do exploits. May history remember you. May it be said you are the one who broke those curses. You will pray more than your wife. I said you will pray more than your wife. Your children would not only refer to their praying mothers. The story is changing. They will talk of praying fathers. Praying husbands. Praying fathers. Praying husbands. Praying fathers. Praying husbands. If you believe it, shout an amen. Come on, clap like you believe. I restore the oil upon your head. I said I restore the oil upon your head. Today is the last day you struggle. Masturbation has ended. Pornographic addiction has ended. Sexual weakness has ended. Drugs has ended. Anything that is not of God has ended. Your addiction will be Jesus. Your addiction will be purity. Your addiction will be holiness. Your addiction will be fire. Come on, shout an amen. Let a new generation of powerful men arise. You will not fight the women, you will lead them. You will not fight the women, you will lead them. I declare over your life, together with your wife, your future wife, your children, as for you and your house, as for you and your house, as for you and your house, you shall serve the Lord. I declare the blessing of a new dawn. They said the men of Germany go to sleep, but I declare new men are rising in Germany. I said new men are rising in Germany. New men are rising in Holland. New men are rising in Belgium. New men are rising in Switzerland. New men are rising in Italy. New men are rising in the UK. New men are rising in Europe. I decree and I declare the blessing of the generation of new men. Come on, shout an amen.
Your wives will praise God. Your wives will thank God for you. Your wives will thank God for you. Your children will thank God for you. You shall be strong. You shall be a pillar. You shall be a force.
May you never lack money. May you become business owners, multi-billionaires. I release the financial breakthrough oil upon your life. Oh, you will change the paradigm. You will not leave your family into poverty. No. You will not. Your soul will not be sold to gambling. I release wealth over you. You become kingdom financiers. You will build the gospel. You will build the kingdom. You will build your families. You will change the paradigm. Come on, clap your hands and shout amen. I decree the blessing on the new dawn. We will celebrate Father's Day. I said we will celebrate Father's Day. Father's Day will not be forgotten in our generation no more. Father's Day will not be forgotten in our generation no more. May your generation call you blessed fathers. I restore your headship. I restore your identity. This upper room is to ignite men to invade. This upper room is militant. This upper room, God is raising people to go and cause havoc in the system. You would be a troublemaker to the devil. This is the last day the devil bullied your family, bullied your destiny, bullied people that you love, because some giant is returning back to that nation to cause havoc in hell. If you agree, come on, shout and amen and praise God. Listen to me. The fact that your parents never gave it to you is not an excuse. My father is dead. He's called Christopher J. Mensah. He was a crazy wealthy man, very intelligent. One of the most intelligent men that has ever come from the continent of Africa. I don't want to tell you about my dad, because it doesn't matter. But I have over 20 siblings. I've lived with more than 5 stepmothers. These are even the ones I know. I grew up in a broken home. Never saw my father and mother married. Went through a lot of hell in the hands of abusive stepmothers. Now, I'm not saying stepmothers are bad. Some are very good. But I said to God that I don't want any of my children to experience this. So I said, Lord, when I become a husband, it is for life. Listen to what I'm telling you. Sometimes the devil lies to you and say your father didn't love you, so you can't love. It's a lie. Your parents are not the originators of love. Love, the originator of love is God himself. And the Bible says, greater love has no man than this. There's no amount of love any man can show you. So I said to God, everything I couldn't have, let me give. I don't love my father because I saw my father love my mother. I never saw it. I don't love my wife because I saw my father loving my mother. No. I love my wife because I fear God. So listen to what I'm telling you. Today is the last day you blamed somebody for your failings. You are taking your life back into your hands. The feelings of your father will no more determine your direction of life. And I declare right now, let the love of God be released over your heart. It's called agape. It doesn't matter the size of a woman, her shape doesn't matter, how she's like doesn't matter, because God loves us unconditionally. May the agape of God be set abroad in your hearts. And from today, you that never received, you will be the one giving. I said you will be the one giving. I said you will be the one giving. I said you that never kapasuti ni ipa. Father, give it to him. I see God giving you what you never received. I love it when men become broken. Brokenness is a sign you are sold out to God. This is not part of the service. It's not planned. It's not part of the service. It's not planned. I'm just moving as the Lord is leading. Listen to what I'm saying to you. From the beginning of today, from the beginning of today, me, you, and us, we will not fail again. I said we will not fail again. I said we will not fail again. No. We abort that agenda where there are more women in church than men. We cancel that. Men will be in church. They will go to conferences. They will serve. They will give to God. They will be sold out. I call forth a generation of Jesus loving men. If I have reason to blame, I have a lot. But a story changed the trajectory of my life. One father had two sons. The father was a drunkard, a failure, and an abusive man. He had two sons. One of the sons became a doctor. One became a drunkard. They asked the drunkard, "How did you fail?" He said, "My father." They said, "How?" He said, "My father is a drunkard. He didn't take care of me. He didn't take me to school. I saw him drink, so I drank." Then they asked the one who was a doctor, "How did you become a doctor?" He said, "My father." So they said, "How?" "Your brother said." He said, "I saw everything my father was. I was motivated not to become." Today, your pain will be your motivation. I said, your pain will be your motivation. The way you wish your father loved your mother, you will love your wife like that. The way you wish your father loved you, you will love your children like that. May your pain, what the enemy meant for evil, may God turn it around for your good. Come on, shout amen. I'm going to let us practice something prophetic. I've asked all the women ushers to sit down. Men, we are going to take charge of this meeting. Is that okay, men? I've seen people falling down and men are standing and women are struggling. That is not manhood. No. Women carrying people and men are just standing. The women are trying to become men and men being women. No, the women are not trying to become men. They have no choice. Your mother is not trying to become your father. Because of what your father is doing, women will step in regardless. Oh, but we take our position. Men will be men. Women will be women. Fathers will be fathers. Mothers will be mothers. I decree and I declare. Come on, man. Shout an amen. I decree and declare. Let the original intent of God come into manifestation. Not tomorrow, now. Faith is now. Manhood is now. Leadership is now. Headship is now. Responsibility is now. Authority is now. Shout an amen. Women, enjoy the service. We will take care of things. I said, enjoy the service. We will take care of things. Women, rest. The men are rising tonight.